Now I'm talking to Lena Alonso. And Lena, first of all, explain to our listeners exactly what you're doing in Killarney and where you're from.
Well, I'm from Spain, from Madrid. I'm here, well, I came here first time 5 years ago on holidays to improve my English with my son and learn English and travel around Ireland. And then 3 years later, we decided to stay. And what I'm doing here is setting up a language school and for English and Spanish.
Yeah, and then you give talks, don't you, at various places. Talk about that to us.
Yeah. What I'm doing now is I'm giving talks about Spain and many aspects about Spain at Killarney Library every second Thursday of every month. We talk about destinations in Spain, sports, Spanish language, and things like that.
Yeah, but we're talking today strictly about sport, and you're giving your next talk here in the library in Killarney on the 12th of February. So we'd be expecting people to come along and listen to you talking. So talking about sport, Lena, every time I think of Spain and I mention sport, even though some people might say bullfighting isn't a sport, but anyway, bullfighting, is it a national sport of Spain? And talk to me about it.
Well, bullfighting is not considered by many people as a sport. It's very popular. We have popular bullfights every year. We have seasons and we have popular names, bullfighters, but it's also a very controversial thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So there are places, for example, where it is banned. For example, in Catalonia, you can't see any bullfight. But anyway, it meets a lot of people. And there are a lot of lovers of bullfights. And you can see in Madrid, Seville, many famous bullfights with bullfighters like Rivera Ordóñez. I don't know if you know about him. Or there are a lot of names now. I can't remember any.
The stadiums, talk to me about the stadiums and how many do they hold. Is it a sport that's televised live in Spain?
Yes. Do you mean bullfighting? Yeah. About bullfighting. Yeah, it's Bullring. The name of the stadium is called Bullring, Plaza de Toros, because the protagonist in this, it's like a show, like a spectacle, is the bull.
Talk to me about the matadors now. Are they born into the sport? Are the matadors professional people?
In bullfighters?
Yeah.
Paquiri, who many years ago, he was killed by a bull in a bull ring.
Would you have a lot of tragedies?
Sometimes. We have another name. What's this man called? Manolete.
Yeah.
Manolete was the first one, very, very, very famous one. And we have, who else? I have.
Yeah, it makes no difference. Have you been to many bullfights yourself?
Yeah, well, I've been in some of them. I mean, I am not very fun, you know, but I've been. Of course, all of us have been any time in a bullfight. In a bullfight, they are very popular.
Yeah. The bulls, then, they're reared specifically, aren't they, for the fight?
Yes, they are the main protagonist. For that reason, it's an animal, and not everybody, takes part in that show because it is an animal, and it shouldn't be there. It shouldn't be another place. But, well, the main protagonists are the bulls and the bullfighters, of course.
Are you a lover of the sport?
Of this sport?
Yeah.
Not really.
Why?
Because it's... because I suffer. I suffer, you know, when I see the bull. And even, I'm afraid of the bullfighter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes I imagine because, the wives never go to the bull ring, never go, and they are praying. It is very related to religion, you know?
Yeah.
Bullfights are very related to religion.
Is it very controversial, Lina, in Spain? Does it raise a lot of debates on television and a lot of people trying to get it banned, I presume?
Yes. There are a lot of debates and there are a lot of... because also there are a lot of lovers of bullfights. It's just something which belongs to our culture. Yeah. So, but, you know... in Catalonia, for example, it is banned.
What would be the national sport of Spain? We'll move on now from that, and the soccer, of course, La Liga is absolutely massive. Would La Liga be the big sport of Spain? And talk to me about it.
I think so. In fact, Spain dominance of world and European football is the result of a passing, and according to the Sports Council, football is the discipline with the highest number of affiliated players, with 855,000 licenses, in last year. So I think it's the most popular sport in Spain, one of the most popular sports. Spain has been the men's European football champion in all categories, from under-21 to under-16. On the other hand, even the female national team won the world medal at the 2004 European under-19. But the Spanish football league unleashes passion all over the world, you know that.
Yes.
And for us, it's a fiesta too. If there is a match, like a Clásico, for example, Real Madrid and Barcelona, when they are playing, the country stops.
Yeah.
The streets are empty.
Yeah. Are you a big follower of the game and do you go to a lot of the matches?
Well, we sometimes go to some matches. Well, we have to say that we are supported of the Real Madrid.
Would you think that La Liga is a higher standard and a better league than the English Premiership?
What do you think? I think so.
You think so?
I think so. Yes?
Yeah.
Barcelona,
of course, and Real Madrid, they'd be the top teams, wouldn't they?
They are the top teams. And the FIFA has named Real Madrid, for example, the best club of the 20th century for its number of titles.
Yeah.
And in the 21st century, the Barcelona got a leadership too, because of its game. No, I mean, I can't remember very well, but this showed a new game, a new way to play football.
Yeah.
And
of course, we associate the teams there with Messi and with Ronaldo.
Cristiano yeah. Messi, but we have had other players like, I have all the names here.
Raúl,
yeah.
Maradona, Casillas,
Zidane.
Yeah.
And Gareth Bale, of course, the Englishman now, he's doing very well.
Yes.
Over there. What other sports in Spain now, Lina, that we don't know about here in Ireland would be popular over there?
Well, that you don't know, we have traditional sport like basketball, handball, water polo, swimming, canoeing, all those sport. In basketball, for example, we are very good too. We have Pau Gasol who is playing in the NBA. Yeah. And also we have others, tennis, Nadal, Formula One, we say Formula One, yeah?
Yeah.
Fernando Alonso. But we have another sports, like, for example, paddle. Do you know paddle?
No.
You don't know paddle? Paddle is a kind of
tennis.
Yeah.
It's very popular. It's becoming very popular now in Spain.
Yeah.
In fact, I know someone who is introducing it here in Ireland, in Dublin, but it's the size of the court is smaller.
Yeah, it's inside.
And it is indoors, no?
Yeah.
Inside.
Yeah.
And, everybody knows how to play paddle now in Spain. And another is not around all the country, but, for example, we have the pelota basca, Basque ball, we can say, you know, which is played with, it's like, yeah, like a tennis too, no? Fronton or, yeah. You have a wall, yeah. Okay? So you have to hit the ball with your own hand.
Yeah.
And then it's like tennis, but only, you know.
How important is sport in the psyche of all the Spanish people? Because they become very passionate about it, don't you?
Who? Spanish people, you mean?
Yeah.
Spanish people are very passionate about sports. Yes, very, very passionate. Then it is part of their life. So, yeah, the leagues or the, how do you call it? Championships.
Yeah.
Championships.
Since you've been living in Ireland now, Lena, what do you think of the Irish sporting scene? And do you follow the Gaelic football? Have you seen it? And have you seen the hurling? What do you think of sport in Ireland? And what do you think of the people's personality in relation to sport here in Ireland?
I see different. I mean, I see very passionate Irish people. They are very passionate about Gaelic football and GAA sports. We've been watching sometimes hurling or football, but I think they are different. I don't know.
And of course, living here in Kerry, you will appreciate about how Kerry are so great at Gaelic football, and how it generates such a huge following.
Yes, and in fact, last September we went to see, you know, the final. Well, we were watching on TV the final, and then when the team came to Kerry, the All-Ireland, won the All-Ireland Cup. I don't know if you say Cup. Well, the All-Ireland... It's different, no? But I don't know. You are very passionate too, but I don't know if you... Do you live around sport? Because in Spain, everything is... No? Sports are a main thing, you know?
Introduce me to this young man here, your son.
Well, my son is... His name is Sergio López. Sergio López, like the name is the same as Sergio Ramos. Sergio is the name of a football player too. And he's an expert and he's a lover of football.
Sergio, if I could turn to you, what age are you?
13 years.
13 years. And you're going to St. Brendan's College here in Killarney, aren't you? Are you actually called after a footballer, Sergio? Was the name picked out specially after a footballer?
Well,
you don't know.
No, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Now, what teams do you follow? And talk to me about the La Liga and your favorite players and any great goals that you've seen.
I support Real Madrid, and my favorite player is Cristiano Ronaldo. I think he's the best player.
Yeah.
And well,
I saw somebody said recently on media that they considered him the best soccer player of all time.
Well,
and what about the English players playing in La Liga? Talk to me about those, Sergio.
I think there are many English players in La Liga, like Gareth Bale there are very good players.
Yeah. Have you a soccer team in St. Brendan's College here in Killarney?
Yeah. There is. But I'm not on it.
No. How do you find living here in Ireland? Do you like it? Would you rather be at home in Spain?
Yeah, I like it here. I prefer it because it's not as big city like Madrid.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have all my friends and my family there.
So. Yeah. So, Lionel Messi, would you think that he is better than Ronaldo, or who do you think is the best?
I don't know. They are very good players, both of them.
Very good. Who do you think will win the European Cup this year?
I don't know, maybe... Germany could win.
Yeah. What about the English Premiership? Do you follow that a lot?
Yeah, not a lot, but I follow it.
Who would be your team there?
Chelsea.
Yeah. Come here, it was lovely talking to you. Lovely to meet you. Turning back to you there, Lena, again now. You give a talk here in the library. How often?
Every month, the second Thursday of every month, yes, at 6:30 at in Clane Library.
Yeah. Now, what do all your talks range over? What will give us an idea of exactly what you speak about?
Well, I speak about Spain, Spanish language, and Spain. Last talk was about destinations in Spain. Next one will be about sports. But I always speak about everything. You know what I mean? I mean, at the end of the day, you can speak about, you can relate every aspect of Spain, yes, yeah, with every topic.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come here, it was lovely meeting both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I must come to your, one of your talks here in the Colonial Library sometime. So you're talking next, yeah, on the 12th.
Yes, please.
And listen to me, great to talk to you.
Okay, great to talk to you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sergio.
Thank you.